Papal Royal. Papal is royal.
It's all about royalty.
The trans people are that royal.
Remember, we are loyal.
Nothing for us without us.
This is about us.
Love us just the way we are.
This is who we are.
We love who we are.
This is the time to speak.
This is the time to be heard.
Time for trans people to be heard.
This is Papal Royal.
Hello, welcome to the Papal Royal podcast. On this platform, we share various transgender stories from Zimbabwe. I'm your host, Tanag. In this episode, we share a story of a trans man, Sbu, from Chinoy, located about 115 kilometers from the capital city, Harare. Sbu narrates how he was blackmailed by a so-called journalist after he got hold of letters Sbu used to write to his girlfriend. Listen to his story.
Hi, my preferred name is Sbu. I'm a 36-year-old trans man from Chinoy, a small town in Zimbabwe, born and raised in a Christian home, in an African society which believes that every black girl child should get married to a man. Bear children, have your own family, but with me, all in all, the situation is the other way around, and the struggle is real. What I'm about to share with you is the real story of my journey, being a transgender person in a country which such act is criminalized. At an early age, I felt a different feeling in me. Being a girl was one thing that I never felt like it was something within me. Acting like a boy was the only feeling which made me feel the real Sbu deep within. You have to understand, even when I tried to act the girl they wanted me to act, my face, body, structure all reflected a boy. Some people in my community still accepted me, but some always judged me and wanted to correct me, such as the story I'm about to tell you, where a man with influence, journalist, tried to threaten me, did a background check on me, even oppressing the girl I loved to get through to me. When I turned 17, I started to realize what I wanted and making decisions on who I wanted to date. I met this girl, she was still in high school, and by then I had just finished my high school. So with this girl, we came from the same neighborhood. At first, we were just friends, but with time, everything just turned into something else, from being in the friend zone to another level of becoming a couple. During the 2 years of our relationship, the only way we could communicate with each other was through letters. So one day, I was approached by a journalist who interrogated and threatened me about my relationship with this girl. He wanted to expose my sexuality by writing a story and also about my relationship with this girl. The journalist told me that dating another girl was wrong in our country, so he wanted to get me arrested. Like they say, Murombo Haroichi Nunguo. I had no strength and courage to deny it because he had already gathered evidence against me, which were those love letters I used to write to that schoolgirl I dated. So the chances of defending myself were very slim. The issue was something that really destroyed my feelings toward the person I loved so much, and the person within me. I had a lot of questions in my head that wanted answers, but no one could answer them. Neither did I find someone to share the issue with. which then led me to shut myself from the outside world. The threats he passed affected me mentally. I could have sleepless nights. My head was filled with a lot of questions like, what if this story is published in a newspaper? What if my family, friends, and society read the article? Of course, some say positive and negative things, but it wasn't easy that I imagined myself on the front page of the newspaper just because of trying to live my life the way I felt. Being discriminated at my workplace, in public places like buses, shopping malls, etc. The neighborhood where I am from, because of such storyline, it was something I could not handle. During this period of trauma and fear, the so-called journalist, he then vanished into thin air and never came back again. So my question is he still out there? Is he still the same person who torments and blackmails queer people like me? Will be there a day you come to understand people like me? Last but not least, why would he then dig on my personal life to write a story on me? Until now, the confusion is still troubling me. So with that experience, it wasn't something I truly enjoyed. And a tough one, but I got through it. That's why they say, Sango runupa waneta, wazunga ira, a Shona proverb. That means even for the most desperate, help will still come. And the journalist used my relationship as an excuse to do what she really wanted to do, which was to assassinate the character of a gender diverse person who society like to call abnormal and deserving of correction. At one time, the threat caused me to be suicidal, but thank God, I am still alive and thriving. I am today proud of my sexuality. No second thoughts about it. With time, I got so lucky to meet other queer people like me. Although at first it wasn't that easy, denial and lack of knowledge about everything. But here I am, a living testimony of a circumstance. Right now, I'm old enough to stand for myself. Happily in a relationship, have the best girlfriend ever who supports me and always has my back. So my word to those who are facing such cases, let's be strong and keep on fighting and pushing. One day, all our dreams will come true. Together, we can make it.
Blackmailing remains one of the biggest challenges transgender and gender non-conforming people face in Zimbabwe. And from someone with authority and influence like a media practitioner, it becomes very difficult to end such practices. The media is supposed to be the vehicle for change by disseminating information that is inclusive. According to the United Nations, discrimination against transgender people undermines the human rights principles outlined in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Yet discrimination and violence against the community is still ongoing. In 2021, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights warned that the community still lacks safeguards against abuse and there is an alarming rise in hateful discourse against transgender people globally. By the virtue of being human, trans people are 100% deserving of all rights associated with being human beings. In the next audio, we hear poetry from a transgender woman, Miracle Iron, denouncing blackmail and all other forms of human rights violations the community face.
Blackmail, blackmail, blackmail. It is now the new normal. My self-esteem has been distorted. My inner peace rampaged due to blackmail. My brother and sisters, the trans and the intersex, fear rattles in every inch of their bone marrow, only due to this barbaric behavior of blackmailing. Every second, they wonder who is watching, who heard. Their safe spaces have been disrupted and dawned by this nightmare due to the fear of losing the little dignity they have mercilessly worked for. Every single moment, threats fall like manna. If you don't do this, I will do that. If you don't do that, then I will do this. Then I wonder, is it ever going to be safe? Will I ever feel secure? Sensitive information about different individuals, regardless of their place in society, have been published just because they refused to fall prey under the shadow of these viciously cunning people, the blackmailers. Faithful souls have fell victim and demolished just because they expressed themselves while someone was behind. And is this the legacy that will be passed on? Lives have been lost due to such an act. Now, listen and be attentive. Absolutely no one possesses power over you because they have threatened to blackmail you. Blackmailing is a serious criminal offense. Be it is physical or emotional, it is and will remain an offense. Don't sit back and watch this disorder penetrate while we lose our loved ones. It is crucial to report because you deserve your peace and stability. You have freedom to be whatever which you want to, and being blackmailed should never be a pull factor. I say enough.
Indeed, enough is enough. You know, that note, we would like to thank our partners for their support in the production of the Paper Rail podcast. The Frida Fund, the AIDS and Rights Alliance for Southern Africa through the Love Alliance, Children's Radio Foundation, and Transmart Trust. Don't forget to follow us and contact us on our social media platforms, on Facebook and on Instagram. We are at Paper Royal Podcast. I'm your host, Tanak. Thank you for listening and sharing this podcast with your networks. Looking forward to the next episode. Until then, take care.